AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is facing senators this morning during her confirmation hearing as she tries to become the next Homeland Security Secretary. She says the challenges are significant.
We must secure our borders against illegal trafficking and immigration. We must safeguard our critical infrastructure to make sure that we're protected against cyber attacks, respond to natural disasters, and also terrorism. I firmly believe that we can meet those challenges.
Noem is a two-time governor and a former House member. The Supreme Court has unanimously upheld the federal law banning TikTok beginning Sunday unless it is sold by its China-based parent company. The court ruled this morning the risk to national security posed by TikTok's ties to China overcomes concerns about limiting free speech by the app or its 170 million users in the U.S. New drugs have been selected for Medicare's price negotiations.
Ozempic, Wegovy, and other new drugs have been selected for Medicare's price negotiations. The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration and almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra says this is a big deal. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
Israel's security cabinet has recommended approval of the ceasefire deal after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confirmed the agreement has been reached. The deal now goes to the full cabinet of ministers for a final sign-off. This is AP News. In Southern California, more than 80,000 people remain under evacuation orders. Many don't know what, if anything, is left of their houses or apartments. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on a newly discovered thermal bath in the ancient ruins of Pompeii.
Pompeii, the ancient Roman city buried by ash and lava in 70 AD, has unearthed a new treasure, a private bathhouse built 2,000 years ago. The director of the surrounding archaeological park, Gabriele Zucktriegel, calls it perhaps the largest thermal complex in a private house in Pompeii. The newly uncovered baths are decorated with sumptuous mosaics and equipped with a series of hot, warm, and cold rooms in the manner of a spa. They were unearthed in a large central area of Pompeii Park that is still unexplored. I'm Karen Shamus.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.